This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Metallica just destroyed the place. And then I was thrown off because if you look on Metallica in their videos and you look at live from Nassau Coliseum in Long Island when they come out, I mean, I was there, but I didn't expect them to do this. They're in the loose circle and James starts going,
"Yes. Okay, let's kick ass for Jim Brewer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
How are you doing, Jim? I haven't seen you in a while.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good now.
Good.
I think I'm good.
Sorry about your mom.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Been thinking
of
you.
Do you feel relieved in a way?
Yeah, I do feel relieved. I feel super relieved.
Yeah.
But also, I let out one of them primal screams this morning. So I haven't really faced it alone yet.
Did they have the funeral already?
We're doing a funeral. All right, check this out. We didn't want to do like a viewing.
There's not going to be any catapulting, is there?
No catapulting.
No cannons.
That's for Jim.
No one getting shot out of a cannon. However, so she wanted to get buried in Queens, which is really...
Hey!
Yes. But it's really inconvenient and annoying.
Of course.
We're like, what? We're not going to... Who's going to go there?
Joe.
I say the same thing every time I come here from Queens. Why are we going to Chester? Oh.
Right. Like, oh, God. Traffic, it's annoying.
It's foggy out.
Those cemeteries in Queens, though, are, I mean, I hate the sound, so
no, they're
morbid.
Awesome.
They're awesome. Like, no, those are, like, they're on rolling hills, and there's, yeah, like, 200-year-old statues,
yes,
and
yes,
mausoleums and stuff. It's...
Yes, I agree. And it turns out one of her family members bought plots years ago for their whole family. You know, and she had in writing she wants to be buried with her father.
Awesome.
Now, there was a very dark moment between me and my sister where she called, like, can't we just, I mean, it's a body now. And, like, are you afraid she's going to haunt us? Because we can just...
Let's you don't
just
have to do what she said.
Jim,
she's not gonna know, right?
She's
if there's
not
anybody
know
that would be haunted, though, it would be you.
I don't.
And good point.
But even I was like,
that is a good point.
I don't think you'll be haunted.
I'm like,
oh,
I
do.
I ain't worried.
He's
about
so in tune. He can feel that stuff. She'd
so,
be like, Jim,
I asked you to be with my father. There's one thing it said, Jim.
Why just be my father?
Jesus Christ!
Your little whispers.
Well.
No, but really, I'm sorry. I hope you get to celebrate good memories.
No, it gets good.
Yeah.
It gets really good. So, still, you know what? We're gonna without a doubt, that's where we're going to do it. Now, I don't want to hear any excuses from everyone. So, I rented a bus, right? Because I know there's... There's drinkers on my side. Mm-hmm. There's
an open roof.
A little bit of flaky.
Wait,
little.
What's your mom's nationality? What was her?
She was Irish, French, and German. So here's what we're doing. So the day she died, we're all talking and blah blah blah, and I'm sitting there and like, you know, it'd be really awesome if we end up going to a Met game, right? Our dog's name was Mookie. She was a crazy Met fan. I saved messages of her throughout the times every time she got excited after a Met game. So I knew this day would come, and I would just listen to these voicemails. Aww. Right, so I got a whole bunch of voicemails. So of all things, Thursday, when she's getting buried, there's a day game. The Mets are home, and it's a day game. And they're playing the Brewers.
Wow.
That's awesome. So we're like, all right, well, let me see if we can.
That couldn't be more perfect.
So I was saying, let's see if we can. All right, so the thing's at 11:30, game's at 1 o'clock. Let's see if I can get a suite. So I know it's going to cost a lot of money. I also know I did shows for the Mets ticket organization. So I said, hey, here's the deal. My mom passed. The family is going to be amazing. You know, we're all going to go to the Met game. We're all into it. And they're like, we have a suite. We got it. And they gave us a suite. So they gave us this big, ridiculous suite Thursday afternoon.
Nice.
And so that's what we're going to do.
That's great.
It's all good.
It sounds so serendipitous. I mean, the Brewers, that's incredible.
It's crazy.
Everything. Queens.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
You getting one of those buses with the bathtubs in the back?
Hilarious.
The jacuzzis?
Heart shape.
It's so funny. So, yeah.
That's her sweet little joke to you.
That's what I think. But whatever. It's all actually came out of convenience. It was like, well, let's do it on Tuesday. Oh, that's so-and-so's birthday. Well, let's do it the next day. Oh, that's so-and-so's birthday. let's do it this way. Gabby's not home yet. Well, shoot. Well, then let's use Thursday. And we're not going past Thursday. Oh, let's see if there's a game. Mm. Oh, shit, there's a game. It's a day game. Holy shit, they're playing the Brewers.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's all good. They're going to get hammered. Mm-hmm. They're going to cost me a lot of money. It's going to be fun. What? You two, Amy and Joe, are married how long today?
8 years yesterday. Today. No, today.
It is today, but you celebrated yesterday.
Congratulations. Yes. I didn't know.
And what did you do yesterday?
We actually did nothing.
What was the picture from? Were you riding?
It was great.
That was from the wedding.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But
Mike, you got pen and paper?
Uh-huh.
You going to make us
get a
card?
Pen and paper. Please.
Are you going to give us marriage warrior advice?
No.
We had
No, but I am gonna ask you guys questions. You have to go in the other room though.
Oh, that's awesome.
This picture, I'm looking at a picture of Amy in a
like one of those
white like gown, like wedding gown.
That's her wedding dress. That's our wedding night. We took photos.
This is your wedding night?
Yeah.
Around New York City.
Wow, look at you studs. Look at Joe with his white tuxedo and his big smile, looking like, yeah, tonight's the night.
We actually commandeered someone's, like, one of those bike rickshaws,
bikes.
You know, whatever those things are, the those taxi bikes.
Yes, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, there was one that was, like, just along the side, and Amy didn't even say anything. She just jumped on it, and she's like, Joe, get in the back. And
I'm like, alcohol?
And I'm like, we're going to get yelled at. I was like, we're going to get yelled at, because this is someone's bike, and they're not here. And she's like, just get on. And my cousin is this photographer, and he was
she's a fly by the seat of her pants
kind of guy. Yeah. And lo and behold, the guy comes out, and he's like, "What the fuck are you doing on my bike?" I'm like, "Oh God, here we go."
Oh my God!
But it was fun. It was a great time.
This is the best picture ever. You guys look so.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yesterday we had all this stuff planned.
So happy.
Yeah,
but it was kind of all outside and everything like that. And it was kind of in Long Island, and we were concerned about the traffic back because it's the long weekend and so on and so forth. And
wow, that's
so we were
awesome.
Like, yeah, let's bail. And basically we stayed at home. We cooked lunch and dinner together. That was fun.
Yeah.
Really?
I cleaned the gutters.
That's exciting right there.
Right.
Cleaning gutters. That's right. D bought a lawnmower tractor, and it's taken over the garage. I have to park in the driveway now. I lost my parking spot to her lawnmower, which no one's allowed to get on.
That's great.
She's out of her mind. She's out of her mind.
That's great.
Okay.
We lost our parking spot to your boxing stuff. So I get that.
Boxing stuff, then power tools.
Then power tools.
Speaking of, next time, can you bring your drill over so I can fix that thing? Because it's going to fall over. And
you got it.
The bookshelf?
Yeah. Yeah, the bookshelf is starting to just slant. And
we so rarely have a day where neither one of us has to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
That we both just looked at one another and we're like, are you okay if we do nothing?
It sounded amazing to me. That's
like, let's do
basically the way I try to live my life. Amy's the one that can't stop. You know, it was amazing to see her just like not do anything. So
yeah, I think he thought it was a trick at first.
Yeah.
Wait. This is a trick.
I was like, wait a minute.
You don't care about our...
Yeah, exactly.
This is 8 years, right?
Okay. All right, good, Joe. Go in the other room.
Okay.
Bring a bottle of wine.
The bottle of wine is open in there.
Bring your wine. Joe's drinking wine. Amy's drinking wine.
We'll see.
Yeah, shut that door. Go in the toilet.
Don't listen in.
I don't trust him.
I wouldn't trust him.
I might send Deanna in there.
No, I'm okay.
You want me to regulate?
I don't trust him. He's too competitive.
He's competitive.
He's going to cheat.
Mike would cheat, but
I would cheat.
Joe wouldn't.
Hey, put headphones on him. All right. So for Joe and Amy's anniversary, I got questions for you, right?
Okay.
And we'll see how close you guys can be on these with each other, right?
So am I supposed to answer how I think Joe would answer?
I would say how Joe would answer.
Okay. Because the point is to get...
Yes, how Joe would answer.
Okay, got it.
All right. Every couple, no matter how long they've been together, has had that night when it brings up a little giggle, a little whatever, a little that night where you look at each other and you give that little look like, yeah, it was that night. Where was that night?
Ooh. Okay, this is tough because I can think of two.
You can say two if you want.
All right, one would have been my parents' basement. And then the other would have been...
Is that what Joe would say?
See, the thing I think...
Hey. Yeah, she's got it.
I'm on her team.
Team Amy.
In your parents' basement. Were your parents home?
Mm-hmm.
That makes it more exciting.
And the dog started barking.
That makes it even better. Now, did the dog bark when it was over or during?
Joe could answer that.
Okay.
If he picks this one. I think the other one would be in Sunnyside.
Okay.
My Sunnyside apartment.
Okay. Ba-da-ba-da, da-da-da-da.
That's a tough question.
And you think you should probably answer that pretty quickly?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You should remember.
I think he's getting that wrong.
You think he's getting it wrong,
I think
Mike?
He's getting it wrong.
I want Mike to guess as we go along which one
I will.
We're gonna
Okay, I'm gonna say Mike. I can put that down. Mike,
so I'm playing this too.
Says getting this wrong.
And he's got two to choose, or he doesn't even have to just pick one.
I don't
one.
Think he's getting either.
I love it. Now, if you guys have think of questions, because I'm really just throwing this off the top of my head. All right. What's the biggest pet peeve that drives you nuts? Deanna's got a couple. You can tell her that.
No, it's just
right
the way
now.
You said it was really funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got plenty.
We all do.
But Deanna's are all wrong. She'll realize it in the future. She realized I was right the whole time.
It's just, how many times do I have to drop hints about the ballet?
You know I can't. We talked about the damn ballet. I hate the goddamn ballet. You got a bunch of dudes in tights flopping around for 3 hours. It's like a medieval techno show.
The biggest pet peeve.
Oh my God, you drive me crazy with that shit.
Oh, there's so many.
I know what it is.
There's so many.
You know what it is, Mike?
I think I know what Joe's going to say.
What is he going to say, Mike?
It's going to be so.
No, no, no. She's got to answer.
Okay, well.
But then Mike can chime in. I mean, Mike knows Joe as well as I
well,
do.
Well, I'm just basing this on hearing you make comments.
Go ahead.
I think it's going to be something about him brushing his teeth.
No.
Yes, it will.
Okay.
Really?
He's made that comment that you make that comment a couple times.
Well, that's because he's really absent-minded. And so I'm always like, that's probably his pet peeve about me is that I remind him. And he's like, yeah, I remembered. my pet peeve about him, oh, I don't know. This is a tough one.
What drives him nuts?
What he's going to say.
What's he going to say about you?
That I hide his things.
That you hide.
Or throw out his things. I don't purposely hide them.
What do you hide?
No, I move them into the place they're supposed to be in, which he calls hiding.
Okay, so he has something out, and you come in, you straighten it out, and you put it away.
And he goes, why are you hiding my stuff?
Why are you hiding my stuff?
What do you say?
I say, put it in the spot it's supposed to be in.
For you.
Is it always that kind and sweet and fun?
The thing that we're really good at as a couple is de-escalating. Like, so if it doesn't stay fun, one or both of us can kind of simmer it down pretty fast.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so you still haven't answered.
Pet peeve.
There's got to be something where he goes.
Oh, eating in bed. Eating in bed.
Okay.
I think that's what he's going to say.
That should be allowed.
It's so not allowed, especially when the other person is sleeping.
I agree. No, screw that. Absolutely not, Joe.
Person sleeping next to you, Mike.
You're leaving.
Oh, I see.
Not like that.
Not when you're there, but when they're not there, you could eat in bed.
No, you can't.
I eat cereal in bed.
Oh, God.
I don't want to roll over and be in your cereal.
That's fine.
Well, like that. Everyone crumbs.
What about showering after jujitsu? Ask me. Can you shower after jujitsu, please? Next.
You guys have to go back.
No.
Yes.
I'll have all different questions for them. Okay. All right. How about this one? Okay. Everyone has a moment that was very honorable. When you guys are talking and the women are bragging about their man. And you go, you know what he did once? That I was really impressed by.
Huh.
I'll give you for instance.
Yeah, give me a good one. I have so many.
I'll give you for instance.
Okay.
D, my wife, used to always get just talked down to by her family.
Oh.
And one day I had enough and I let literally, like from grandmother to mother, I tore into everyone, like finger in the air, like you will not come to my house ever and do that again. And she was like, I can't believe she, no. And the first one was her mom, who she apologized for over and over. I knew she didn't like me, so I said, This was the first one.
I can't picture a family member not liking you like that.
It was really weird.
Ugh.
It was weird because we also were, when we were friends in Florida, they were like my second parents. I used to go over the house all the time and make them laugh for hours. So then once I started dating her in New York, I thought, oh my God, this is just like beyond the most perfect thing ever.
Sure.
She wanted nothing to do. It was so weird in Eric's character. But there came a moment where I called and said, look, I know you don't like me, but I'm telling you right now, I'm going to marry her. And so we're going to be together for a while. And that's fine if you feel that way, but I'm just telling you, this is what I'm going to do. And I remember D like, you did what? He called my mother. I said, yeah, absolutely. Oh my God, I can't believe you stood up to her. I'm like, yeah, no. That wasn't a problem.
I don't know if I have
And you could say there was no moment.
Yeah, don't say that.
Good advice, Mike.
Coach
Good
Mike advice. Over there in the corner.
I'm like their counselor.
Yeah.
You are. The things that I find honorable about Joe are more like day-to-day things.
Okay.
Like not, like a big event doesn't necessarily jump out at me, but more like, I don't know, the fact that, you know, he works at Citigroup and knows that, like, you know, it's important to kind of have this thing outside.
So his job.
His job. But I think the thing, I don't know, from a couple's perspective, like, well, there's two, I guess one thing is like, I don't know if it's like honorable or just like, I don't know, I think of honor kind of similarly to loyalty. Like you went to bat for D.
Right.
You know, and it was an honorable thing, but it was sort of out of loyalty to her, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, Joe is like a very present person. So anytime I need him, he's there. Like if I'm giving a talk or I'm like really vulnerable, I'm at a doctor's appointment. Like it sort of goes the full like highs and lows. Mm. I don't know that he'll say that, but.
Okay.
But those are my thoughts.
Okay. Okay, this is good. We just did a checkup on Joe. Okay, here's
one. Make sure Joe isn't listening.
Just let you know, there's no way Joe gets that.
Okay, Mike says no way. I'm going to say that's a really difficult one to get.
That might have been the hardest answer you could possibly give.
I don't know what he's going to say.
So, all right, now this one.
Yeah, you can have it.
Every relationship has. Hey, I'm going out with so-and-so tonight.
Is that the dick tonight in the
it's the one that you don't like?
Exactly.
It's Mike Tichy.
Is there a friend where Joe goes?
I can't say his
God.
Name right now.
It's not so much a trust issue. It's more of a I don't like what you're like around that one, or I don't trust that.
Oh
one.
Shit.
Joe would say that about my
No.
Me
no,
and
you're
my
gonna
Joe.
Go out with so and so tonight. Oh.
So Amy's going out.
And both for both.
Okay.
Let's say he's
okay,
like,
so for me it's probably Christina.
Okay.
What's her last name?
Stop.
Does it matter?
She listened to the podcast.
I had to think about that before I said
and
her name.
Who's the other one?
And so then I just who would Joe has no friends. I'm just kidding.
Is there someone you go, oh God, that one? Not because they're a bad person, but you just go, someone really doesn't think.
No.
No?
Joe doesn't have one.
That's an answer.
He's going to say that's going to be right.
What?
That's going to be right. He's going to say no one.
He's going to say that I wish he would go out more. Like, can you go find some friends to get in trouble with? Please, go.
You're in difficult times and you have to live with one of your families. Which family?
Oh God. Do the families listen to the podcast?
My family doesn't, so I'm definitely choosing Joe's family.
Okay.
I can't believe you came up with these questions on the spot like this. It's pretty impressive.
Okay. Together, I'm sure you two often talk about some type of dream for the future. What is the thing that you both have the same? Like, yeah.
A house on Crete.
Say it again?
A house on Crete.
House on Crete?
On the island of Crete. It's
Greek. As in the band?
No. Crete. Like.
I got it. House on Crete. What the hell is Crete?
It's the largest Greek island we visited on our honeymoon. And we went and...
Joe's going to tell us the history of it.
Totally
sure, I'll cut him off halfway through. Next question.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
that was the first island.
I know. Spartacus, I got it.
He's either going to say that or he's going to think, well, what would Amy say? And then he's going to say the closet that I want. But that's... It's too short-lived of a dream. The big dream is the Crete house.
Okay. And what has been the longest struggle between the two of you? An ongoing struggle.
The longest?
Yeah, longest or an ongoing struggle.
So that means it's continuing right now.
It's continuing. Never fucking ends, this one particular struggle.
I know what it is.
What is it, Mike?
It's going to be something with Joe. I don't know if he wants this being said, but something with his job.
I was thinking that too, but I don't know if he wants it said either.
Yeah. But I get points if that... That happens.
It'd be really funny if you got all of them right.
I know. I think I'm going to do better than Joe.
It's like the when you have like the work husband and the work wife. I don't know. This is a tough one. I'm going to say, like, what's Joe going to say? Probably getting ahead of debt.
Yeah, it's everyone's. Okay.
Well, you said the longest.
Yeah, right? That's fine. Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna.
Okay, and then, how about this one? Whose farts are worse?
Oh,
it's totally Joe. Totally.
But
Joe.
He's gonna say me.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
He better not, because I've been in the car with him.
He might tell you the story though. The time I totally got him in Blockbuster. So this says how far back it was because there was still Blockbuster. We were dating and I knew I had to let one rip and I was in one aisle and he was in the next aisle, but I knew he was, I was like, oh, I want this movie. I like knew he was coming around. And I knew once he did that the other people in the row would totally think it was him and not me. So it was sort of all part of the scheme. And this lady shot him such a look. It was just like, really, buddy? I'm going to say me because I think, because I want to win. And I think he's going
to
say
there was
me.
A time I was in the car with Joe driving to the city. And I honestly got mad at him because of how bad it smelled. And he was laughing. And
of course.
I was getting so angry. Like, I kept opening the window and then he would close it and do it again. And I was like, I really want to just like turn around and take me home.
It's freaking hilarious. That's really funny. I love that you got mad. That makes it even funnier.
He hasn't done this to you on the tour bus yet?
No,
he hasn't.
What's the best quality? What's his best quality?
What's Joe's best quality?
Yeah.
And sense of humor.
What would you say about you? What is your best quality?
I'm going to say Joe's sense of humor. What's my best quality?
Yeah, what's he going to say is yours?
There should be like three choices, like on the Newlywed Game. I don't know. That I think he's going to say that I'm like loving or caring or something along those lines.
Okay.
I think it's going to be something about you. Something about doing what, like getting your mind set on something and going through with it.
Mm. I thought that too. But
like getting like determined and
like not persevering.
Not, yeah, or yeah. being like a good writer maybe.
Like not holding.
He said that about
nothing
you.
Gets in your way of like if you're kind of go like, I'm going to go to college for this and I'm going to do this. It's just like you just do it.
focused.
Yeah, like you just continue with what you're doing.
It's going to be strange. Right.
Bring Mr. Joe in.
All right.
Mike is pretty sure you're not going to get a lot of these right.
You're going to get one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, you got to remember when I ask you this, this is what Amy would think you're going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're going to have to repeat that a couple times, I'm sure.
Oh. All right. So you're 8 years into marriage, and surely there is times when you guys are hanging out and you reminisce, and there's always between every couple that night. Where was that night?
The good, right?
Mm-hmm, good.
Yeah, of course. can you tell just the way I'm saying it?
We've had a couple. Let's see.
Where did you make whoopee?
Right.
It's not where'd you make the whoopee. It was, that night of whoopee. Oh, that night. Yeah.
Oh, man. There's...
Me and Dee have about, literally, like six inside jokes that make us belly laugh. And no one knows what's going on. Like, we just belly laugh.
Okay. I didn't tell the inside joke. I just said where. I just gave
where?
The place.
Where? One place, and you know instantly it's going to put a big grin on your face.
All right. There were four like places that popped up, but I guess the first one is the one I should say because okay. Was it Greece?
Okay. Next one.
There you go.
Like I said, no way Joe's getting that one.
But that is a good one.
Wait.
Then I can't I say the other
was
three?
Was it Crete?
Go ahead.
No, keep going.
There was...
You gotta go way back for this.
There was...
Hey.
Well, no. The other two was the basement.
Whoa.
Your mom's basement.
Whoa, that was some night.
Yeah.
That was some night in
was
a parent's
the dog
basement.
Barking?
Yes.
Dog is barking?
Tell us about the dog barking.
I would try to sneak in, and the dog would like give me up like I was like a ninja, except you couldn't get past the old Abby, right?
Yeah, Abby.
Yeah. Aw.
So would Abby call you shot out during, before?
It was sneaking in, and then went, you know...
When you were in,
yeah,
side literally.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. All right.
There was also the time in Sunnyside where the guy was.
That was her other one.
Yeah,
two.
All right, you got two out of three. She picked two, but you left out Crete or Greece.
No, Greece. Yeah, that was
Greece.
That was a good one.
Was that a honeymoon? Or?
Yes, that was our honeymoon.
Aha!
There was...
took a lot of chances.
Yeah, well, it was a horseback ride to this beach, and we were like, oh, that's awesome. But when we got to the beach, it was like this full, like, rug of, like, you know, wine and cheese and grapes and everything like that. And there were all these candles on the side of, like, this cliff and everything, and... That was pretty cool. And the guy who like dropped us off with the horses was like, okay, see you in a couple hours.
We were like, come back in like 3 days.
Wow. Okay, Lou, you got to play, you know, Richard Pryor? He's talking about you get that monkey.
He came back 3 days later. It was squirrel monkeys. A friend gave me two. You ever seen them, the squirrel monkeys? And he gave me one. I called it Friend. Because the first time I opened the cage, he ran up my arm and stuck his dick in my ear. So I decided to get him some monkey pussy, you know. And I got him a beautiful little woman, you know. She was fine. I called her Sister. And he did the same thing to her. He ran right in the cage, stuck his dick right in her ear.
She said, Freeze. First thing I got to do is show you where the pussy at.
And he got some monkey pussy, went crazy. Right? I mean, he would pick the cage lock at night, you know, and run out and stay 2 and 3 days. You know, you can hear him out in the trees, you know. Sometime real close. Finally, the third day, that motherfucker come in the house, come through the window. I'm like,
so your two was the basement and Sunnyside with the guy knocking
Sunnyside
on the thing?
Sunnyside and the parents' basement. All right.
I didn't tell them what happened in Sunnyside. I just said Sunnyside.
Yeah.
No, we don't need details.
Well,
it's for you two.
It was awesome because the guy was actually banging the bottom floor. Like, yo, you guys got to get to bed because it's...
We got the broom handle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, awesome.
Yeah.
The broom handle.
Exactly. I was like, I basically flexed my muscles. I was like, yeah.
Enough of that going on over there. That is awesome. Well, on the other hand, what would you say is her biggest pet peeve towards you?
That's easy. There's no way. You better not have picked anything but. What, in bed, when I watch stuff on my iPad or like listen to or eat, it's got to be something in bed. It's got to be something. Either bring food into bed or watch my iPad.
That is a correct answer.
Basically, disturbing her slumber is.
Do you know
what about her pet peeve towards her? What would you say? Oh, this drives Joe a little crazy.
What do I do that drives you crazy?
You throw all my stuff out. That's really important.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
You had to have said that. You had to have said that.
Did you have the headphones on?
You saw me. You snuck in on me.
Jeez.
Wow. No, we know what drives each other crazy.
Oh, that I think I tell that to her every day, which always causes trouble because I'm always like, did you throw out my like favorite shirt? And then we get in this huge argument. And then like 5 minutes later, I find it. And I'm like, oh, here it is. Never mind.
So far, coming out of the gate, pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
How many questions did you ask?
A lot.
No, it's
about
only like
six or
six.
Seven.
Each one was about 10 minutes long.
Shut up, Mike.
Okay, well, tonight, Amy's going out with her friends, but she's going out with that one friend. Who you go, oh, God, that one.
You have to say this person.
I don't like when you're out with that one, but whatever.
Do I like her, though?
Hey, like the question's very simple. Doesn't matter if you like her. It's that one friend where you just have that feeling when you go out with her. Whatever that feeling is, you go, she's going out. So,
you
so.
Know the answer to this.
Thanks, Aime.
She answered it, so you could say the person's name.
Yeah. Remember, she's the one that answered it.
You're so crazy when you come home from...
Are you going to beep this out?
Oh, we could beep out her name?
No, let's go.
Just say it.
No.
Amy already said it.
If we need to beep it out... name, we're not bleeping it.
Is it Christina?
Yes, it is.
I like it.
Wait, hold on. What's the last name?
No. No, we love Christina. It actually
do.
Has nothing to do with Christina. It's what he says I'm like when I get home from seeing her.
And when you're with so-and-so, Amy goes...
Mike, it's got to be... No.
That's what I said.
Well, Mike did say that for a split second.
With with me. I don't know. I don't really hang out with anybody. What friends do I have?
That's exactly
it's exactly what she said.
Yes. That's horrible. No, but it's true.
That's he's probably gonna say no, and he doesn't really hang out with anyone. None was her exact answer.
You really said that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, she's the best. She's the best.
Okay. I asked Amy, what's an honorable thing that she looks up to you, that you do, or that you've done?
Honorable?
Yeah.
Like as in, she's proud that I do it?
Yeah.
My job. It's gotta be.
Jesus.
Wow, you guys are good.
No, I are we
murdering.
Come on, we talk as much as we can. No, it's got it. It's the only thing that I do that's somewhat noble. I don't know.
I said more than that, but that was the first thing I said.
That is unbelievable. Okay.
No, because it's not Amy's fault. I sit there and I go bananas about how much I hate my job. I still get up every morning and whatever.
Wow. Okay.
I shouldn't say I hate my job. I hate working.
So the two of you always share long-term dreams. What's the one long-term dream that you guys share together? You're like, oh, one day.
Did I already say
dream.
This?
No, dream.
Sort of.
No, you didn't. Dream, dream.
I did,
dream.
Didn't I?
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay.
I've been listening the whole time.
Oh, okay.
No one ever talked about dreams.
I mean, dreams as in what we're going to do where we're going to be. Oh.
Dream.
Oh, we always said we wanted to get a place in Crete.
What did you just say though, Amy? Did you just cheat?
I just
You said island. Did you not
say no, either.
She said either. He said something.
No, that's what I meant.
He said something we want to do or where we want
okay.
to go.
Yeah. Okay. I thought she said island.
No.
Dream.
I'm going to win this fair and square.
Okay.
Come
All
on.
Right. So what did you just say, Joe?
Crete. We've always said we wanted to get a place on Crete.
Jeez.
Because it is one of the greatest places I've ever been to, and it's really close to Italy. And
you guys are a power couple.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what they say. I don't know. Like,
it's the longest struggle that you guys have had in your relationship.
The longest?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
A long-running struggle, you're like...
Maybe a day, like a couple of hours. I can't
of what?
Think of...
I mean a particular item.
Oh.
Thing that continues to this
day. Yeah, thing that continues to be a struggle.
Like, what she hates about me?
No.
No, just what
as
continues
couple,
to
what
be...
As your struggle as a couple. Or,
correct.
Yeah.
We just got to think. That's all that is.
He's going to get this.
I think he's going to get it wrong because he's thinking
he's
wrong.
He's going to get this
he's
wrong,
He's thinking
yeah.
the questions are
yeah,
different than you,
yeah.
what you mean.
So, yes, I think...
That's what I think.
Something we're both facing together as
yeah.
like an outside...
This thing's struggle. Always a struggle.
Okay. This thing's always a struggle.
This item, this subject.
Is it about me, though?
It's the two of you.
A struggle that we are going through.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's fair enough.
What
were you going to say?
I don't know. I was
it's fair enough. Honestly, she couldn't think of anything. She was like, debt. And she said it with like, I guess debt.
Yeah.
This is all I can think of.
I guess.
She really couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, geez.
Whose
wow.
farts are worse, yours or Amy's?
What do you think I said you said?
What do you think I said?
Whose farts are worse, Joe's or Amy's? Did Amy says, good God, his farts are horrible?
No.
Or good God,
no.
my farts are bad?
She said, I would say her. Because I definitely walk into the... She's even gotten me in trouble a couple times, too, with
At
hers.
The video store?
At Blockbuster. Yeah, that's the exact story I was going to say. When she crop dusted the fucking... she crop dusted the thing, and everyone turned the corner and saw me.
Oh, one of my best moments.
No way.
You said that?
Yes, she did. She did. She definitely was proud of that
she
moment.
Was laughing her ass off.
That was my That's most a good honorable. Moment.
I was like looking at like, you know, I don't know. It was like a Jean-Claude Van Damme cover. And it like stunk so bad. And I looked up and everyone's looking at me like, what a jerk. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And I realized I was...
You were bamboozled.
I was crop dusted. Yeah.
You were crop dusted and blamed. Good job, Amy. What did Amy say is her favorite quality about you?
My favorite quality?
No. What did she say is, when I asked her, what's your favorite quality about Joe? What would she say?
I hate to sound so cliche, but I don't know. I listen. Do we talk? I don't know. Is
that's a good one.
No, it's a good that one, wasn't it, though?
Only one you didn't get right.
Really? What? I thought
no, she said
was
he's very present,
that.
Right?
Yeah. Well, let's that's do listening. This again. Ready? let's discuss what's close.
Okay.
I listen.
We talk.
We talk. Her answer was his sense of humor.
Oh, what? That is right. That was the first thing.
Wait, I thought you said that's you're awesome. Impressive.
I never thought she thought it was
that was
funny.
The first thing she said.
No, yeah. The other thing I think was when we were talking
about
what
the
was
other
honorable.
One was. The other part of the question.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. There's more question to go. Mike ruined it.
Yeah, he ruined it.
Oh, there's another part of the question?
No, I thought...
No, what he did
I just
was,
never thought I was...
Okay, let me ask you this. Aww, let me ask you this.
You're the best.
What would you say is her best quality? Which she said, Joe's going to say, this is my best quality.
I think she's funny. No, I'm kidding. it's her. I switched it. No, her always being there and present and all that stuff.
I don't know if that was her answer, right?
No, I don't know.
She said caring, loving, caring. And Mike was like, her determination.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Her perseverance.
Oh,
that's what he's gonna say.
No question.
But wow, that was those. I think you murdered every single
that.
One.
That's shocking.
Yeah, what? Murdered everyone. Good for you guys.
Because she was taking so long that I was like, she's struggling to find the answer. That I thought you were. She there was nothing. If she came right out and said something, I'd be like, oh, Joe will get that. But when she had to think so hard, it made me think that you're not gonna. Figure out that one thing that she was
the only Mike ones was, that, yeah, that
Mike
I knew.
Was convinced you were going to get 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 5 wrong.
Yeah.
How many did I get wrong? 2?
This is what he said, like the first one where it was like the knight, where I go, where's the knight? He's like, he's getting that wrong.
Well, your first answer, you did say something else
wrong. I did say Greece. That's right. That's right. There were definitely the 4
the pet
that popped in the head.
He's like,
I thought it was going to be brushing your teeth.
Brushing teeth.
Haven't you mentioned that like 20 times?
I only brush my teeth once. That's right. In the morning.
You don't brush them at night before you go to bed?
No.
At least you
because
brush them
I
in the morning.
When I wake up, I could brush them. What does that mean, Deanna? Mike doesn't brush his teeth at all.
I do once a week.
Oh, are you kidding, Deanna? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You don't brush your teeth?
I brush my teeth. I brushed them last night. You saw me.
I'm just
you brush
kidding.
It twice a day?
Yeah. I'll do it in the middle of the day. I just randomly do it whenever I want.
I do too.
Yeah,
the reason why you
me
should
too.
Brush your teeth at night is not so much your breath, but...
All the stuff that stays in there, yeah.
Yeah, and
but,
then once it starts getting in there...
I think it's a myth.
It's really hard to get out, and then it can rot in there, and then in over like 5 to 10 years... is too late.
Yeah, the thing though is like that extra like popcorn kernel that you find at like
it tastes good.
Yeah, 9 a.m. It's like that you had the night before. It's like, oh, that's delicious. That is a delicious kernel.
I just added another pet peeve.
Wow, that is
forgot
right.
About
gnarly.
That one. Ugh. Dirty teeth, brush those teeth. Dirty teeth, brush those teeth. Dirty teeth,
brush those teeth. You brush those teeth. I want to say something that happened.
Go ahead.
That happened, I think it was 2 days ago.
Go ahead, Joe.
Right? I was at a rehearsal and Amy texted me going, hey, I'm at this couple's house for dinner. you were invited to, but your rehearsal. And she was like, hey, you know, having a good time thinking about you. And I wrote back, I think my exact words were, oh, I love those guys. I'm so jealous you're there. But they think I'm annoying, right? Right? Do you remember this, right? Actually, you know what? Let me read it.
No, that was it. And then you said I was, and I said something like, I love you. And you said, I love when you say nice things like that, even though I know they're not true.
The whole thing was, I wrote when she said where she was at, I wrote, I love those guys. They know it too. And they think I'm annoying. Right. So I was like, try to boost me back to cool status because they actually have amazing jobs. One of them does what in another world my dream job would be. So unfortunately,
I'm paying attention. So, and I don't mean that in a bad, you lost me with, she's at dinner
with friends.
With who?
Like friends of ours.
Just friends.
Yeah. It's
and
like,
for
it's
some
like,
reason,
it's a small,
you don't think they like you?
Yeah. It's a small dinner party. I love them because their jobs are amazing.
Like you as much.
Well, what I do when I'm with them is I sit there, I corner them, and I question the shit out of their job because I think what they do is so awesome.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
What do you do for a living?
Lots of things.
Where's your office?
I don't have one.
How come?
I don't need one.
Where's your wife?
Don't have one.
How come?
It's a long story.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer story.
Are you my dad's brother?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
I'm your dad's brother, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, so they think I'm annoying. I feel.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And so I sat there and I wrote, I love those guys. They know it. And they think I'm annoying. Try to boost back my cool status with
what
them.
Do they do?
Okay.
One of them is a museum curator. And what he actually does is restore statues.
Wow.
I would, like, if the David came into the Met, he would restore. Like, how insane is that he gets to touch the Michelangelo's? And, you know, it's like, I sit there and I go bananas with this guy. And after a while,
totally
he's like,
your History Channel.
Yeah, exactly. And he thinks it's annoying after a while. I mean, I guess I would too if someone bombarded me.
Yeah, all right. You're hopped up. Okay.
So, not even a second later, she wrote back, they all love you. And let me tell you something. This just like coins Amy here. Now, people would think, oh, that's the shrink in her. The shrink in her would be like, why do you think they're annoying? No, she instantly went right back at me and was like, they all love you. Now, here's the thing about that little text that I want everybody to understand. It was such a personal thought and like concept to me that I actually said that out loud. I basically wouldn't have that conversation with myself. And I actually felt that comfortable enough with my wife to sit there and actually go into my subconscious, like my actual ego, and just spew that out at her while she's at this party. And she instantly picked up on that and said, they all love you. I would be embarrassed to say that to myself in a conversation with myself. And I actually have the capability of saying that to my wife. That's an amazing thing.
Aww, that is an amazing thing.
And now you have the ability to say it to all your podcasts.
Yeah, now I really know. Well, but I mean, it was amazing to me. I sat there and I was like, I've never, like, I wouldn't have the nerve to, like, the word persona. It's like, Jim, one of your personas is that you're a comedian, right? The word persona actually in Latin means mask. Actually, those actors' masks.
Uh-huh.
So everyone hides behind a persona,
right?
I actually, like, I have no issue taking that mask off in front of my wife. And I think a lot of people aren't as lucky as me. Let's put it that way.
Well, I think some of the biggest killers in relationships are pride, ego, and lack of humility. And that's usually the biggest killer of all relationships. Your ego, your pride, and your lack to show your vulnerability. And you have that with Amy. So good for you.
Poor Amy, she's using my vulnerability every day.
No, that's awesome, though, but it's the truth.
That's true. It's what it's built on.
Good job.
Thanks. This
all right,
fun.
Mike and Deanna, you're next.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding. You both look nervous.
Oh, God.
All week until the next
when is your anniversary? Just tell us now.
We don't know.
Okay, wrong answer, because Deanna knows.
Can we do anniversary-ish?
We had to talk for like 4 months to figure out when we were going to make it. We were like, do you want him? No, that's too close to your birthday.
I wanted it to be our first kiss, and you were like, that's not when we started to get together.
It wasn't. Because
like
we got
later.
In a big fight like a week later.
A lot of issues here. A lot of issues.
So I was like, nah, that wasn't the beginning. I wasn't ready yet. Okay.
Oh my God.
Lou,
awesome.
Please feel free to give the snoring audio while I'm telling my story.
No way. No way.
No, it was good. It was good.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is good. Congrats, you guys.
Thank you.
I hope you get your Crete island.
Yeah, okay.
All that jazz.
When we get our house, you're all invited.
So good hanging out. Thanks for listening. And congrats to Joe and Amy.
Yes, congrats to us. The greatest couple ever.
Happy
couple of the year.
Yeah.